All right, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Had a beautiful sunrise today. Going to be overcast today. Some rain rolling in. And we might get Bill's schedule leaks. But announcements, looks like they're not going to get anything announced until the actual schedule release show. Or tomorrow, I should say, Netflix or a couple different ones that will tweet out some games. Maybe we get there.
Yeah, maybe Netflix does that today.
Maybe. The NFL schedule release has been absurdly just telling us who the Eagles are going to play in late November. So there's a Monday night game against the Packers, which Troy Aikman pitched as the tush-push rivalry game.
Okay. That's the storyline they went with.
In November, you know, get yourself ready for it. It's the Packers that have submitted that rule to ban it. He also said he expects it to be banned, which...
I wonder if he knows, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he just talking? Or does he know?
Who knows?
So, process of elimination, we know 4 weeks, the Bills won't be playing the Eagles.
Okay.
So, I would expect that in the middle of the year somewhere.
Yeah. So, let's talk road trips. 803-0550, what do you want to see? You want to pick any opponent, any spot. Get selfish here with us. What you want to see. I also wouldn't mind, for anyone that's been to some of these places, because it is not the most incredible roads.
No.
Houston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Not trying to talk trash about the cities, but you've probably been to Cleveland or Pittsburgh, or, you know, if you haven't, whatever, you could choose that. I've been to games in Cleveland. Houston is on the schedule. Atlanta and Carolina are not bad. But it's not right. Seattle, it's not New Orleans, it's not Vegas, some of the games that, you know, through the pandemic or whatever, there were some games you might have missed, Arizona, no. San Francisco.
Like next year you get Green Bay, Vegas, Minnesota, like you get a little bit more of a unique schedule, I feel for that than this year. Because this year, I mean, Houston, you just had that opportunity 1 year ago.
Yep.
And Cleveland, you always have chances, right? And it's really Atlanta and Carolina are the unique, hey, you don't go there that often.
Yeah, Allen's never played either of those stadiums.
Right. But, like, again, Charlotte, a lot of transplants. I expect there'll be a ton of Bills fans at that game. And if you're interested in doing, like, a golf trip like we are, then that becomes a really hot, I think, item on this road trip list. But, like, Atlanta, stadium's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've never been there, but I don't know. I don't hear anyone like, oh, man, Atlanta on the schedule this year. Let's go.
Could be fun. Is Atlanta the number one city in the U.S. that people have been to the airport but not the city?
Yes. I've been to the Chicago airport, I feel like, 9 times, and I've never actually really been to Chicago.
Okay, I've been to Chicago.
But a lot of people have been to Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. more people are going to Chicago to go to Chicago than people are just, hey, you want to go to Atlanta this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. That might be right.
Who's going to Atlanta?
I don't know. I'm sure people go to Atlanta. It's a big city. Just a very big airport hub, of course.
You know, I would like to see the stadium.
Yes.
Right? Like, in terms of getting to experience, like, that's a difference with Carolina. I've been to that stadium now for a soccer game in the last month. But that was never like, I got to go see, what is it even called? Everbank Stadium? Is that somebody else? Whatever. I got to go see
Everbank is Jacksonville?
Okay, you're right.
Bank of America.
I got to go see Bank of America Stadium. No one's thinking that about the stadium itself. Cleveland, kind of the same thing. Like, I guess the one thing about if you cared about, hey, Bills are getting a new stadium, maybe I want to go see a palace that somebody else has, then Atlanta might be your trip. I would like to see that stadium.
Yeah.
They also have the stadium with, like, the $3 concession items.
Yes, they do.
So you could really take in that experience.
Is that a Georgia thing? You know, Augusta has the cheap stuff. Atlanta has the cheap stuff.
Oh, maybe.
That probably isn't just coincidence.
No, it could be, though. I don't know.
803-0550. So you want to throw your wish list. It's not the greatest road trip schedule. It is if you don't want to travel far. If you're one of these people.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that goes to every game? Or they spend a year and say, I'm going to go to every road game this year?
No. I have a buddy that went to 12 of the 17 games, but I don't know anybody that goes to all of them. Like, all the road games?
This would be a year where you could get it done pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean you're not leaving, is this right? You're not leaving the Eastern time zone.
Right.
No, you are once. Houston?
Houston.
But still, like, it's not
as far as you got to go is Houston.
Yeah, you're not going to California.
Which, by the way, there was probably a good point to be made. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast made this point with me that on our Bill Squad show. If you wanted an international game, this would have been a good year to give the Bills one, to make a mandatory road trip. The rest of the travel is super light. So, all right, I'll take my medicine and take one trip to London now, as opposed to, you know, next year. You mentioned some of the places they're going to go. They've got a beefier schedule next year, and if you throw an international game in there as well, now it's, you know, twice as big.
Right. So next year they're traveling to Denver, Green Bay, Las Vegas, Minnesota.
Okay.
And then AFC South, NFC West. I mean, NFC West will be on the other side of the country. So you're all over the place.
I'm going to root for that to be the Niners.
The NFC West?
Yeah. Bills have not played in that stadium either. They could knock all three out that Allen has not played in. Carolina, Atlanta, and San Francisco. Those are the three. Last year they knocked out two he had not played in. Indianapolis and who was the other one?
Carolina?
No, last year.
Last year.
They knocked out
Seattle?
Yes.
He hadn't been to Seattle?
Yes, those are the two they knocked out last year.
Yep. I mean, I might predict the Rams are going to be the team they match up with next year, but
if
they could, it could be the
if
Niners.
They do that, then are they going to Australia?
Ooh. It would be on the table.
It would be on.
If they match up, then right now they're the two favorites in their division. Or the Rams are co-favorites.
The NFL cannot send the Bills to Australia.
Why not?
Because it's twice as far, time zone wise,
okay,
as a Munich trip or something like that. Or,
but somebody's got
to
go.
You send a West Coast team to Australia against the Rams. Have somebody else play down there.
That's a good point.
Right?
Right. You're doubling. Well, not doubling, because isn't it like 20 hours to
it's a lot.
Australia? But you're adding 6 hours, maybe, if I'm being kind, to the Bills travel versus a team out west. Yeah, that's probably right. They're going to do Rams in like
Chargers.
Yeah, Rams and Chargers.
Although that might be weird. You only get the one.
Playing in LA.
I'm looking at the Rams' home opponents next year outside the division. Dallas?
Nah. I mean, well, more than the Bills.
Well,
yeah.
If you're sending a west, like a mid-country team, like it's Dallas, the Chiefs.
Okay.
You can send Chiefs, Rams to Australia.
Send them there, yeah.
Giants, and then two crossovers, including, yes, the AFC East.
They have no one out of division like out west, though?
No. The Chargers. Ooh. It's only the Chargers.
It's going to be the Chargers.
Rams, Chargers in Australia?
Rams, Chargers in Australia. You get the time zone stuff down a little bit as best you can. So for this year, what I end up thinking about when I think of road trips, because I'd like to at least try to take one a year. If there isn't like a marquee, like this will be Green Bay or Vegas next year. Like I want to go to both. I'll probably at least try to get to one. This year, I don't need to go to Houston. Carolina, the idea is pretty cool. Cleveland, Atlanta. Like, this is where a Miami trip becomes a little bit more interesting to me.
Yeah.
When the out-of-division road schedule doesn't look that hot, that's when, like, Miami. But, listen, I wanted to do Miami a couple of years ago, but they put it right in the middle of September, and it was 1,000 degrees. Yeah. And that was part of my thinking is, am I going to want to go to Miami when it's 105 degrees? Or do I wait a year to do that trip when it's going to be in November? And
last year,
correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been 2 years in a row where the game in Miami's been early in the season.
Last year it was week two.
Last year was week two.
Thursday night, week two.
And the year before that,
it was the last game of the season.
Bills in Miami?
Yeah. Remember the flex?
No, that's Dorsey getting
that's 2 years
flipping
ago.
Out.
No, 2 years ago they win the division in Miami.
Okay, right. Okay, so three years ago is when Dorsey's freaking out in the booth, and it's a million degrees.
3 years, it's gone. Okay. Week three, week 18, week two.
Gotcha. The rotation would speak to maybe we get a December Miami game.
The Miami trip is it should be on a Bills must bucket list, whatever. You have to do the Miami trip once. Every Bills fan should do that Miami trip one time. But, you know, you want to say you'd rather go later in the year than September. I get that. But no matter when it is, although if it's, you know, 110 degrees, that might be tough.
Right, if it's week one,
right,
then that's tough.
It's just, it's incredible. Every place that they take over, Bills fans take over Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out on the town, at the stadium, it's the best.
I mean, really, you would expect them to take over a lot of the stadiums this year, I would think, other than maybe Pittsburgh. Because that's probably just tough to do. Pittsburgh selling their tickets. I'm not sure how often that happens. That might be, if I were to rank road trips, like for me personally, I might go for this year. Miami number one, Carolina number two, and I think I'd put Pittsburgh number three. Ease of it. Pittsburgh's great. You know, I just drive there and back. And the stadium itself isn't like something I feel like I need to see, but it's fine, right? It's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that Steeler game could be pretty good for this too.
I think the number one road trip is Carolina.
Number one?
Yeah, because of the golf potential. Is it wrong? Is
no,
that crazy?
I mean...
Just pointing out,
there is golf in these other places.
Yeah, but Carolina is...
You could probably golf in Houston.
Probably could.
There's
Carolina
definitely golf
has
courses around Houston.
Endless golf courses.
And like marquee golf courses.
It's the Bills fan golfer dream.
Yeah.
There's that one golf Dublin. Course in Georgia if you really know somebody.
Yeah, it's tough to get onto that one, I hear.
Yeah. Josh got onto it once, I think. Not
that's,
this Josh.
That's the thing
Josh
about Carolina golf. It's accessible. Carolina golf before yep. Bills Panthers on a Monday night. Hit me with it. I mean, who doesn't like the sound of Bills Panthers?
You could do if Cleveland is early enough in the year. You could do how far is Firestone where they play some PGA events to Cleveland? An hour?
I don't know. I don't know that it's public. Totally public. I've played Firestone. I don't think it's totally public.
Okay.
You got lots of public, beautiful courses there in Carolina.
Something about Carolina, like the stadium's downtown. It's in a nice spot. The golf part of this. The team, maybe that's what's holding me back. I just don't know. That feels like a preseason game to me. Bills at Panthers, doesn't it? The last time they even played in Carolina is...
Oh, boy. It's a game...
I can't think of Bills at Panther games that aren't preseason games.
The last time they played in Carolina, I think Tyrod, they went there and they got a win in a low-scoring game. I think that's the last time they played in Carolina.
I'm trying to remember this game. I don't think I have it. Oh, is this the wait? You said they won, or is this the game where
the Panthers won 9-3?
Jeez, that's why I don't remember it. I'm very happy I don't. Is this the game where Tyrod and Zay Jones come close to hooking up at the end, and there was a debate about whose fault it was, and it was definitely Zay Jones' fault.
Yes, the Bills had 176 net yards in that game.
Unbelievable.
They lost 9-3.
They made the playoffs that year, though.
They did. Tyrod was 17 of 25 for 107.
That's an efficient day.
Sorry, 125. No picks?
Only 8 incompletions?
17 of 25.
That sounds like a day where people were freaking out because he refused to throw the ball sometimes down the field.
Yep.
When he didn't have the guys. Okay, well, that's why I don't remember them playing in Carolina. And then you got to, I'm sure, go back 8 years before that. So, yeah, okay, this is why. There are only two Panther games that I would have been old enough to watch live. That game that you just mentioned, and then a 2009 game.
A drought game.
What, just nothing. 20-9, the Bills won. Fitz at 123 yards. Yeah, yeah, you know what? Okay, but let's go make some memories in Carolina. I'm a 29-year-old that's watched the Bills my whole life, and I have no Bills-Panthers memories in Carolina. All right, let's go make some memories. Come in.
803-0550 if you want to join us. And 1-888-550-2550. Schedule release continues.
Do you care where the Chief game is?
Time?
Yeah, early in the season, later in the season. It's been early.
Yeah.
Well, not every year. I guess last year it was a little later, right? The Chiefs are 10-0.
I don't care where it is. I think the most interesting game for the Bills in the regular season is Cincinnati. I think that's the most interesting game of the season.
I do too. That's why, to me, though, like that game you could put anywhere. I'll care about that game, I think, almost no matter where it is, as long as it's not like week 18 when it could mean nothing. Whereas the Chief game, I feel like there are times of the year where it, for me personally, it will, if it's in week 3, I need it to be for the one seed, I guess is all I'm saying. I would like it to be later because I want one seed stakes. Because if it's just, hey, the Bills are playing the Chiefs and we're going to measure up against them and it's so early in the year that we're not even really having the one seed conversation yet, then it just becomes about, okay, they're going to beat the Chiefs and then I'm going to have to not care about it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the playoffs.
Well,
versus if it's in week like 13 and, hey, you're a game up, you clinch the one seed. You might not clinch the one seed, but you'll be in the driver's seat for the one seed. You win this game. Like, to me, then that gets
that could be
it
big.
It feels bigger.
That's right.
The later it goes.
That's
the
right.
The Bengals, I think you put that anywhere and it feels meaningful because you have to prove you could beat them. And that for that, that doesn't matter if that's week 3 or week 12.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Good Morning Football has tweeted out that they'll be announcing something at 8:45. Special announcement, you're not going to want to miss this.
8:45.
And Chris wrote to me, I wonder what Eagles game they'll be announcing. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, right? Let's see if we can we get an Eagles game in 2026. Why not do that?
Just that would be
Eagles
hilarious.
Giants, November 11th, 2026.
Yeah.
Why not? You could do it. It would be an incredible troll if the NFL actually said, 1 year ahead of time, we have scheduled an Eagles-Giants game to let everybody know.
One thing I heard Mike North say with Sal is that the Giants could get more primetime games than you think. Which I feel like that's always the case, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Giants getting a lot of primetime games, even when they're not that good of a team.
Their quarterback, I mean, Russell Wilson rates a little bit, and they've got a young quarterback.
Yep. They're probably going to have a great defense.
Yeah, I think they could be okay. The division's got no pushovers. NFC East?
No, that's
if the Giants are respectable, there are no pushovers in that division.
That's a good division. If the Giants aren't like terrible, then that's a very good division.
All right, here's one. Paul writes in, Ryder Cup at Bethpage, September 26th to 28th. Can we get the Bills at the Jets to line up with that? You could try.
26th to 28th.
You could aim for that. I mean, tickets to the Ryder Cup will be three times as expensive as
they
your football
so
ticket.
So expensive, you have no idea how expensive those tickets are.
So that's a Friday to Sunday. Like, all right, Bills at Jets Monday night, the 29th. You could make a Ryder Cup Bills Jets trip.
Would they play though in New York on Monday night 3 years in a row? Because
it's been two years in a row.
It was the opener, the Monday night opener 2 years ago, and then last year it's middle of the year Monday night. So. I don't know if they care about that, though.
That's right. Last year, Monday night, they gave up a Hail Mary.
They did at halftime.
To Rodgers.
I was there. Yeah. It was the odd game being in a road division opponent, and everyone was like friendly at the end of the game because we all looked around like, this is, we're like talking to Jets fans, this is a terrible football game, right?
Yeah.
Because the refs were just.
Tons of flags.
It's probably the worst officiated. Now that it's not recency bias, that's the worst officiated game I've ever seen in my life. The fact that you had Bills and Jets fans like nodding at each other, they're like, yeah, this is terrible. Didn't even Rodgers say something about, yeah, that wasn't a pass, or roughing the passer.
Top interception when he came over top of Mike Williams and like.
No, that, there was a roughing the passer call, I think, on Epinesa, and even Rodgers said post-game, like, yeah, that roughing the passer that got called him, even that wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bad game. But that was a Monday night game.
Great moments in complaining about the officiating.
That game, number one for me. Oh, so bad. Terrible. So I'll take it 3 years in a row, Monday night, Bethpage Black. You're going to spend a fortune. You also won't. Well, no, never mind. It'd be on Monday. If it was a Sunday game, you might have to skip the Sunday Ryder Cup festivities, which would stink.
The NFL has owners' meetings coming up. To revisit something Aikman said today, that Packers-Eagles game and the tush push, that. They're going to vote again about the pushing and pulling an opponent or whatever, a teammate.
Yeah.
And I think that happens soon. I should text Sal about this. But there's another round of owners' meetings in Minneapolis this time. And, yeah, because they do the one in Palm Beach, Florida, where everybody goes. But it got tabled to the next set where there's going to be another vote. And that probably happens next week. After, you know, this week's all about the schedule, next week is about will the language be agreed upon to ban pushing a ball carrier from behind. So something to keep in mind for next week that is very much still to be discussed.
Okay.
Because there's Aikman. Like you said, like he might not know, but he said it could be banned by the time these two teams play. In which case, it's not an interesting game. By the way, shout out Mitch Morse, who's all over Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
Former Bills center. Good in the media.
I think you had multiple former Bills. And Sean Merriman's up there, too.
Well, Sean McCoy's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you get some former Bills out there.
When we return.
Mitch Morse's still active, by the way. Not like he's retired or anything. Wait, No, he didn't. He didn't retire, right? He did not retire.
I don't know that I've seen it officially, but he's probably close. When we return, I want to talk about that lottery win for Dallas and the fallout.
Mike Modano has weighed in on it, by the way.
On the lottery win? Whether or not it's fixed?
No. Mike Modano, obviously Dallas Stars legend, Mike Modano. I don't think he's very active on Twitter. He tweeted right after the Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery, flag for Luka straight up.
That's funny.
They should trade flag for Luka straight up. Yeah.
GetMyPerks.com. Go to GetMyPerks.com for the WGR VIP golf card. There's time for you to still get one of these. Benefits, PGA Hope, and 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card for one low price of $129. Here's how it works. You get 8 different experiences and or kind of gifts along the way. It's going to be Rick's Direct Golf, $25 gift certificate, a box of Encore golf balls, 18 holes at Destroyer Park Golf Course. That's a new kind of park golf that's around the world, and maybe you've never played it before. Check that out. 18 at Shamrock Hills, Bobolinks, Attica's 10th hole, Diamond Hawk, all for one price of $129, and an hour at Golf Dojo as well. So the simulator for days when it rains. Your golfer gift of the year, Father's Day, birthdays, whatever it might be, graduation gift. Grab a WGR VIP golf card at GetMyPerks.com. Grab them before they run out. And, you know, the gift for the golfer, it's taken care of. 803-0550 on the lottery win and sports being fixed. What's the most likely thing to have ever been fixed? That'll be a fun conversation. We'll try and find an answer there coming up.